You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, yes, we are solid conservative and just plain right. Well, hey, it's hour number three, believe it or not. And I want to go into number three of the Triple Dipper today. I'm calling it home fries. Going to cook up some home fries. Basically, I'm going to spend the next little while just talking about stuff that relates to things that are right here at home in Alabama. Not the least of which is an article that I, by the way, Boomer, I've already gotten multiple texts. People think I'm saying steakhouse, not state house. It's like, no, we're not going to Western Sizzlin' or Golden Corral.
That's great.
I got some hungry listeners, man. But no, we're talking about state, as in the state of Alabama, the state house where our legislature meets, the House and the Senate and all the related staffers that go along with it. Anyway, there's an article that came out in Alabama Daily News yesterday. Caught my attention. It says a new state house. This has been a topic of discussion in Montgomery for years because the current state house was never intended to be a state house, and it has been now for quite a while. Well, Todd Stacy, a friend of mine from Montgomery, has been around Alabama's state and federal politics for years. He's a former staffer for Governor Bob Riley, Congresswoman Martha Roby. He is now the publisher for Alabama Daily News, which you can find at aldailynews.com. He's also the host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. So without further ado, let me just bring on Todd Stacy. Todd, how are you doing today, man?
I'm great, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. Well, listen, let's back up and give some of the folks here some perspective, because I don't think I realized until I got down there in the state Senate that the state house it was never intended to be a state house.
Well, that's right. So anybody that's traveled to Montgomery to go see the legislature, you realize quickly that you're not going to go to the Capitol like you would prior to 1985. You go to the state house, which was meant, you know, back in the early 80s, you know, obviously the legislature had been meeting at the Capitol building all the time until then. And they wanted to do a renovation to really bring it back to its previous splendor. And when they did that, when they were finished, while they were completing that renovation, obviously the legislature needed to meet somewhere. And so they retrofitted the old highway building across the street, the highway department building, into a state house, a house chamber, a Senate chamber, and offices for both. And it was done a lot with prison labor, as you know, and you know, it was just meant to be a temporary space for a couple of years before they finished the Capitol and everybody moved back in. Well, two things happened. Number one, the Capitol was suddenly really nice again, and nobody wanted dirty it back up, mess it back up. And anybody that's been through there, it's magnificent. Number two, all the lawmakers suddenly had their own offices right down the hall from the chamber. And so they got really used to that and thought, hey, let's just stay around here for a little while. Well, that was 40 years ago.
Almost. Yeah, exactly.
And the time since then, the building really just has fallen into disrepair. And so they're just now starting this process of looking at maybe through RSA, doing some financing, some kind of new building.
Well, so, you know, personal perspective here. First of all, as a fiscal conservative, I have a real issue with spending money on government, but yet I also recognize that there are things that have to be done. One of the things that really struck me was, and you may recall this a few years ago, Todd, when I was still in, we actually renovated the Senate chamber, which was awful. All the desks were made of this old 70s Formica, and, you know, everything was kind of ratty looking and had these old acoustic panels on the wall. They took down the acoustic panels. There was mold growing on the walls. I mean, I can remember if I spent more than 3 hours in that building, my eyes would burn. And then they took the desks apart. They found a dead rat in one of them. They found all kinds of stuff, you know, under the rugs. And the rugs were made of patchwork quilt because they had to replace panels at times. So everything looks better now, but it's still a building that's got, like, HVAC issues. It's got add-ons. It's got things that were never intended to be offices that used to be broom closets. It's a weird building.
Yeah, and so they did this study. They got these engineers to come into the building and say, okay, what would it take to really renovate, not even renovate, but just bring the HVAC up to code, I guess. Bring the electrical up to code to where nobody would be in fear of it just kind of, you know, crumbling or going up in smoke. Pat Harris, you know, the secretary there, says $52 million was just the starting point for just to do the basics to bring it back up to code. Well, when you've got that kind of problem and those kind of maintenance issues going forward, then it's good stewardship, it's good management to say, okay, has this building outlasted its, you know, intended use? Probably so. And should that money be better spent toward a new facility, especially if you can finance it and pay the bond and that kind of thing? So that's the direction where they're moving. This was a decision by the legislative council to bring in RSA, bring in David Bronner to say, all right, obviously they build pretty nice buildings, you know, throughout the state and in Montgomery. Could they do something that would be a great building? And it's not, I think one thing, I've got a lot of feedback over the last couple of days. And one thing that gets lost is, sure, it would be nice for the legislature. It would certainly be nice for the staff that works there every day, all year long. This is also the people's house. And when you go to Montgomery to visit the legislature, it may not be everybody doing it, but when you do, you deserve a facility that is at least adequate, that is not unsafe, that is clean, that allows you to access the legislature, access your representatives. I don't think this building is doing that anymore. So it's interesting that they're getting started with these talks.
Well, I don't disagree. And having been in the building for 8 years, I can just tell you that you do Capital Journal. You're down. The reason why I wanted you here is not just because your article was on AL Daily News, but you're in the basement of that building all the time for Capital Journal, which is where the studio is for public television down there.
That's right. And as you know, the basement's not exactly where you want to be when you're talking about mold.
No. And I remember when that building, I think it was in 2009, a lot of people don't know is there. It's a tunnel that goes to the Capitol across the street. And the tunnel flooded, had like a 100-year rain, and it was 6 feet deep in water, and mold filled the lower courses of the building. So anyway, okay, yeah. All that to say, I get it. Here's my question for you. This topic came up more than once while I was down there, and it was always the sense that we don't have the ability right now, the political clout, the political wherewithal to say it's best for us to spend money on ourselves. I mean, we had a couple of windfall moments, like when money came in for, you know, coastal relief or whatever else, where it was thought maybe we could apply some of those funds. And there was always the sense that we're not in the place where the public will see that as a good idea. Do you think right now they are at the place? Because right now, one of the calls, especially from my show and others, is for tax relief. We do have surplus government right now, but there's been no tax relief. Do you think it's wise for them to spend money building themselves new offices?
Well, I mean, I think they really don't have a choice. I know how it looks. Like, oh, this is a new office for the legislature. It's new state house for them. I just see it as a necessary expense. And it's not, you know, especially if you can finance it and you know, put some money toward it over the years, it won't be like a huge drain on the budget or anything like that. You can do both. They can grant tax relief. They can do this too. So I wouldn't see it as an either or prospect. And same thing with the other jobs of state government. They've got to build roads. They've got to build bridges. And I think they're to a point where, you know, they're going to be putting bad money after good. You know, good money after bad in this, in continuing to repair this dilapidated building where, I mean, it's never popular to spend taxpayer money on new digs, right?
Right. But
they've done it for other departments. Other departments have brand new office buildings and things. I think it's time for the legislature to be the same.
Well, that's interesting. I just had one of my texts. I have a text string here that people send in comments all the time. And one of my listeners from Bluntsville just said, just build them a pole barn Amish style. I don't. He says, we all show up on a Saturday and just get her done. I don't think it's going to work quite that way. But, well, okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll wait and see, man. But I appreciate y'all doing the article. Mary Sell wrote that. She's a great reporter. Let me ask you this. I'm going to switch gears on you in about the 2 minutes we have left. Your thoughts on the Republican wave that did not materialize last week?
Well, it materialized in Alabama, but not many other places.
That's true.
And I think, you know, Republicans nationwide just have to take a look in the mirror. One of the things I've been looking at over the last week is looking at the 2016 numbers compared to years past and in 2020. You know, why were Republicans so successful that year and then not as much in 2020 and not as much in 2022? And I think you got to go back to candidates, because we can't deny that Hillary Clinton being such a bad candidate, toxic to everybody, especially there in the Midwest, really helped everybody else. It helped Donald Trump. It helped other Republicans. And I think some of that success tends to mask what's really going on. And, you know, we've got to be, you know, the Republican Party has to be reaching out to more people, growing its base. And Donald Trump got fewer votes than Mitt Romney. It needs to grow, and I think there probably should be some new blood coming in, rather than keeping having the old same old candidates year after year.
Yeah, well, I don't deny that, and I think we're going to see some change. I mean, right now we just got a report, literally right before you came on the air, one of the big screens here in my studio just showed that it looks like Rick Scott's going to challenge McConnell for leadership in the Senate. So that's going to be interesting, although McCarthy did apparently get voted in. But when it comes to candidates, too, the high point, and we got about 30 seconds here, the high point appears to have been a model in Florida as to what can happen when leadership arises.
It really does. And I got to give a lot of credit to Ron DeSantis. You know, 4 years ago, nobody thought he would win the primary, much less the general. Never gave him a chance. Now he's running away with 60% of the vote. You see something like that in a state that used to be the definitive swing state, and Republicans would be foolish not to look at that and say, all right, what's he doing? What's he got? What kind of secret sauce is there?
Yeah.
I think we'll probably see that in the coming days.
I think you're right. Hey, Todd, thanks for taking a few minutes with us. We appreciate your time today, all right?
All right, Phil, be good.
All right, take care. All right, folks, that was Todd Stacey, Alabama Daily News. You can find them at aldailynews.com, and then you can also see him weekly on Alabama Public Television, where he hosts a show called Capital Journal, where they interview politicos and people in the know around the state of Alabama every Friday evening, I believe it is, Capital Journal. All right, we're taking a break. We'll be right back. I'm in Home Fries, things that are going on right here on the home front. Lots of stuff, political and otherwise. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.